You're only a day away from Friday and May 1st, and you're 10 minutes away from being up to speed on current events. I'm Carl Azus with CNN Student News. First up, a Nigerian military operation in the Sambisa Forest. It's in the northeastern part of the African country, and it's a stronghold for the Boko Haram terrorist group. Nigerian troops were targeting camps used by Boko Haram. The military said it destroyed several of these camps. In the process, it says it rescued 200 girls and 93 women on Tuesday, and that troops may find more. But according to a Nigerian army spokesman, these do not include the girls that Boko Haram kidnapped last year from a school in Chibok, Nigeria. They're among hundreds who've been abducted by the militant Islamist group. None have been found yet. From Africa, we're traveling to southern Asia. There are some incredible stories coming out of Nepal following last Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake. A four-month-old baby boy was rescued at least 22 hours after the quake struck. Someone heard him crying in rubble. An initial check indicated he had no internal injuries. Experts say it's rare for anyone trapped for more than 72 hours after a disaster to survive. This man did it. He was rescued yesterday, 80 hours after the quake. Helicopters have rescued scores of people from remote places, taking them to hospitals for treatment, but more than 5,200 people died in the quake. And a Nepalese doctor says his country's facing a medical calamity like never before, that it needs help urgently from the international community. UNICEF says 1.7 million children need aid. Some of the organizations providing it are listed on CNN's Impact Your World website. You can find a link to that at CNNstudentnews.com.